Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The December 27 issue of the Wall Street Journal features a front page article titled, Price of Silver Soaring. I could say that the journal is starting to catch up with me, as most of the details in the article have already appeared in my previous writings and radio broadcasts. While the article is largely accurate, it omits so much significant news about what is really going on in the silver market that it is obvious that the journal still doesn't get it. The sixth paragraph quotes Stephen Briggs, who is a senior metal strategist at the major French bank BNP Paribas, as saying, "This is a story almost entirely about investment." Well, yes, the silver market has jumped dramatically in 2010 because of soaring investment demand, but nowhere does the article examine why investment demand is soaring. The real reasons why investment demand for silver has soared are also the reasons why I believe that silver prices will jump by an even higher percentage in 2011 than they have for 2010. Among the reasons I anticipate this result are the London Bullion Market Association has virtually no silver to fulfill contract obligations. At the March 25, 2010 Commodity Futures Trading Commission hearing, two speakers testified that gold and silver markets in London only had enough gold and silver in the vaults to cover 1-3% of the contracts. The London gold and silver markets are both in backwardation, where the spot month prices are higher than future months. This indicates a supply squeeze. For more than a year, the London gold and silver markets have experienced the most severe backwardation in the past 31 years of available data. Testimony at the CFTC hearing in March pointed a direct finger at J.P. Morgan Chase's London office for suppressing prices in the silver market. On October 26, CFTC Commissioner Bart Shulton issued a statement saying he's convinced there have been violations of the Commodity Exchange Act with respect to the silver market that resulted in the suppression and manipulation of prices. He urged prosecution of the guilty parties. At the December 16 CFTC hearings, Chilton implied that U.S. banks may be trying to hide their short position by moving them behind foreign fronts. There are a growing number of reports that owners of COMEX gold and silver contracts who elect to take delivery upon contract maturity are being settled for cash instead of with physical metal. Total COMEX silver inventories have declined more than 10% since mid-June. A London metals trader stated in a recent interview that gold and silver buyers in the Far East were having such great difficulty locating physical metal to purchase that they are now buying paper contracts in order to dump billions of U.S. dollars. It is a purported plan of these buyers to later purchase physical metals if they are able to locate any quantities, with little regard to how much above the spot price they may have to pay, and close out corresponding amount of paper contracts as they do so. These are only some of the reasons why I expect silver prices to soar in 2011. However, I think you see the reason for the strong investment demand for silver and gold. It stems from an expectation of a huge drop in the value of the U.S. dollar and a fear of an almost total collapse in the trading of paper, silver, and gold. We may be coming closer to the day when the markets implode and inflict huge losses on those who do not have physical silver and gold in their direct custody or stored in segregated storage under their personal name. For the Wall Street Journal to give front page coverage to the silver market is an encouraging sign that the general public is starting to realize what is happening. Such coverage will only increase demand for physical silver. That's it for this week. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Happy New Year.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.